stand up straight," said Sirius impatiently. "Now, what are you up to?"
"Creature is cleaning," the elf repeated. "Creature lives to serve the noble house of black."
"And it's getting blacker every day. It's filthy," said Sirius.
"Master always liked his little joke," said Creature, bowing again and continuing in an undertone. "Master was a nasty, ungrateful swine who broke his mother's heart."
"My mother didn't have a heart, Creature," said Sirius coldly. "She kept herself alive out of pure spite."
Creature bowed again and said,
"Whatever Master says,"
then muttered furiously,
"Master is not fit to wipe slime from his mother's boots. Oh, my poor mistress, what would she say if she saw Creature serving him? How she hated him. What a disappointment he was."
"I ask you what you were up to," said Sirius coldly. "Every time you show up pretending to be cleaning, you sneak something off to your room so we can't throw it out."
"Creature would never move anything from its proper place in Master's house," said the elf, then muttered very fast. "Mistress would never forgive Creature if the tapestry was thrown out. 7 centuries it's been in the family. Creature must save it. Creature will not let Master and the blood chasers and the brats destroy it."
"I thought it might be that," said Sirius, casting a disdainful look at the opposite wall. "She'll have put another permanent sticking charm on the back of it, I don't doubt. But if I can get rid of it, I certainly will. Now go away, Creature."
It seemed the Creature did not dare disobey a direct order. Nevertheless, the look he gave Sirius as he shuffled out past him was redolent of deepest loathing, and he muttered all the way out of the room,
"Comes back from Azkaban, ordering Creature around. Oh, my poor mistress. What would she say if she saw the house now? Scum living in it, her treasures thrown out. She swore he was no son of hers, and he's back. They say he's a murderer, too."
"Keep muttering, and I will be a murderer,"
said Sirius irritably, and he slammed the door shut on the elf.
"Sirius, he's not right in the head," said Hermione pleadingly. "I don't think he realizes we can hear him."
"He's been alone too long," said Sirius, "taking mad orders from my mother's portrait and talking to himself. But he was always a foul little—"
"If you just set him free," said Hermione hopefully, "maybe—"
"We can't set him free. He knows too much about the order," said Sirius curtly. "And anyway, the shock would kill him. You suggest to him that he leaves this house and see how he takes it.